Alas, an Indian now once had a home in the cool forest glade where the deer used to roam and feast for my brethren on Festival Day. But the steels of a white man has took that away. And I once had a father, the pride of my youth, and a mother who taught me the practice of truth. Now they're both spirits lie cold as the clay, for the steels of a white man has took them away. And I once had a brother, the pride of the vale, and a sister whose face was both ruddy and pale. And often I joined them in innocent play, but the steels of a white man has took them away. And now I'm alone, the last of my race, and I know on this earth I can find no more place. My friends and relations gone yesterday, for the steels of a white man had took them away. And now I must go, for the Great Spirit calls, to the land of the blessed where the brave never falls, to the peaceful green valley by the cool forest glade, where the steels of a white man can never invade. Thank you very much. We'll leave you with this one. We really appreciate your kind attention on these numbers, and we have a little workshop tonight to do. I think it's called Bluegrass War Horses. We don't want nobody to come at workshop except people in barroom bluegrass bands.
So either come to that or just come over and watch one in action and see John Duffy.
One of the penalties of playing professional bluegrass music is that especially your record company executives always say, now don't do none of them songs already been done too much. So we're going to, but one of the nice things about having your own festival is you can have a time and say, we're going to do all them songs we haven't got to do for about 15 years. So don't expect much, but just come and bring your music with you if you want to. We'll see you over there. And then tomorrow morning, if you can, and you got a choir robe, why, come down for the gospel singing. And if you ain't got no choir robe, you'll be way better off.